Here in Lillooet, British Columbia, this is CHLS 100.5 FM, right between your ears. and friends and neighbors in Lillooet. This is Mike, your host, with another edition of Right Between Your Ears on this 23rd day of October. And I tell you what, the broadleaf trees are getting all dressed up for Halloween, which is coming up. Beautiful gold and orange colors coming out on the hills, and I can see some snow coming down off Mount Brew, a little bit lower every week over that Riley Creek area there. That's coming down. It's starting to look real pretty out there. Well, let's talk about what we've been listening to so far in the show. We started this show out with a tune called Deep Forest by, I'm going to call them a band, but it's probably not, you wouldn't really call it a band, but a project called Deep Forest. And the driving force behind that project is Eric Moquette and Michelle Sanchez. And probably many of you are familiar with their work. They put out quite a stream of stuff after this very first one that you heard today, Deep Forest. They did some very interesting work where they'd gather sound recordings of very interesting voices from all over the world and add their own music tracks to it and in a very clever and interesting way. I believe these recordings on this one that you heard, this Deep Forest, were pygmy people from somewhere in southern Africa and singing in their own language. And that song was followed up by, a very interesting Andean song. And the title of the song was On the Wings of a Condor. And the band that performed that was called Incantation. And the song itself is just listed as traditional Incan song or Andean song. But a couple of things are interesting about that particular recording. I believe it comes to us from the 1980s, early 80s. And two things stand out in my mind that were interesting, besides the fact that it sounds very beautiful, very evocative of mountains and wind and broad expanses and views that you see in that kind of country. But every musician in that band is non-Andean. They're all European. They're playing on traditional instruments, however, so they're consummate musicians who are able to take on other instruments from what they grew up with and to master them and play them very, very well and do justice to a different genre of music that they weren't born into. I think they did a beautiful job. The other interesting thing about that particular recording was that, to my knowledge, it was of the first batch of music that was marketed under the label of world music. I don't even think it was called world beat, just world music. So I found that quite interesting. Now, we just finished up this set. The last tune you just heard was a medley of two songs. They come to us from Scandinavia, from way up in the northern part of Sweden, where it goes around to turn into Finland. So the northern Baltic, it would be. I think that's the Gulf of Bothnia, but don't quote me on that. I don't have a map in hand. But way up there. And the first part that you heard was called Saxpipslet from Norra Rada, which is a traditional Swedish song from that region. And I believe Saxpipslet tells you what type of tune it is. And Norra Rada would be a place. And the second part was called Konvulsionsslaten. And that was written for ancient instruments by a man called Norud. N-O-R-U-D-D-E. And this Mr. Norud collaborates with this Shelley Phillips and friends that you've heard on the show before that live in California. And the Californians traveled to that part of the world to listen to the music and check out what ancient instruments they had over there. And so they collaborate a little bit and swap songs back and forth, and that was one of them. So that catches us up today with the beginning of the show. So I believe, without any further ado, We're going to borrow those wings of the condor, and we're going to take a dip down into the desert.
To describe the trail makes one a storyteller. To extract meaning makes one a philosopher. To share makes one human. Bobcat Logic. Tuesdays, 9 in the morning. Wednesdays, 4 in the afternoon.
What is it, Major Lawrence, that attracts you personally to the desert?
It's clean.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, you are listening to CHLS 100.5 in Lillooet, British Columbia, and the show is called Right Between Your Ears. Sorry for the abrupt ending of that last tune, but that's just how she went. Now, that set, what we just did was down in the desert. We went through a few places. We started it off with Maurice Jarre's composition of the Lawrence of Arabia Overture, which was the theme music from the movie of the same title. And I tell you what, if you haven't seen that for a few years, or if you've never seen it, it's a real nice way to spend an autumn afternoon or evening. It's a great, great film. That was followed up by an Egyptian traditional song played on Egyptian traditional instruments, different types of flutes. I'm sorry, I don't know the names of these flutes, but they are one of a kind, I can tell you that. And the man behind that song, which you heard, it was called Song of the Pharaohs, and it's also listed as a traditional song. But the man that was playing some of those flutes anyway and kind of put the his stamp on that traditional song was Omar Farouk Tekbilek. T-E-K-B-I-L-E-K. Omar Farouk Tekbilek. He's done a few different projects with sometimes alone and sometimes with other composers. And if you like that sort of stuff, maybe not quite as, what's the word? Trancy as the one you just heard. He's got some wonderful recordings. So that's Omar Farouk Tekbilek, Song of the Pharaohs. And we finished this set off with, now we're down in Yemen. And the lady that was singing is Ofra Haza, who started out her life in Yemen and was airlifted. I think it was called Project Magic Carpet or something like that. Not too many years after Israel was created, they airlifted a bunch of refugees out of Yemen, where they had been living for quite a long while, but living as second-class citizens under very, very harsh conditions. And so I guess you'd call them refugees, and she went to Israel. And so this recording you heard was probably recorded in Israel. It's not that old. It's maybe from the 70s or 80s. The tune you heard was called Ayelet Chen, and it's a traditional tune, a traditional Jewish tune. The lyrics that you heard were devotional in nature, and they were written by a man, I don't know how long ago he lived, but maybe hundreds of years ago, and his name was Rabbi Shalom Shabazi. And I don't know a whole lot about him, but pretty sure most Jewish people that have studied into their own heritage, he's a big shot, and he wrote lots of poetry and devotional lyrics to traditional tunes. And I've played a few other of Ofra's songs on this show, and you'll hear a few more yet to come. But one of the interesting things on all of these recordings that I'm going to play is the percussion. And it sounds like they're beating on petrol cans and serving trays and stuff. And in fact, that's what they're doing. And although it's a modern recording, back in the day, when these particular group of Jewish people were in Yemen, they were not allowed to own or play musical instruments. So they had to use whatever was around them and still try to rock their world. So they did. They made percussion on anything they could find, and then it kind of became a style in and of itself. And it's time now to go on to our weather. So let me pull that up. Here we go. And so we'll start out with what do we got right now at the moment. We've got dew point at 3.5, humidity at 51%, and a temperature of 13.2 Celsius. Now, as we pass through the week, through the daytimes, we're showing a mix of sun and cloud tomorrow with 15 degrees, a chance, 30% chance of showers on Wednesday with a high of 19 Celsius. And Thursday, we're at 16 Celsius and sunny. Sunny right through till, excuse me, sunny right through from Thursday to Sunday, with a temperature range of 16 degrees on Thursday, 17 on Friday, 14 on Saturday, and 13 on Sunday. So we've got tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday to get through a chance of showers. And then we've got sunny from Thursday on. Temperatures floating between a high of 19 and a low of 13. Now the overnights, I'll just do that separately. Tonight, partly cloudy, and according to this, it says 3 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow night will be 6 degrees Celsius. The following night, Wednesday night, will be 10 Celsius. Thursday, 8 Celsius. Friday, 6 Celsius. And Saturday, 4 Celsius. Again, showing only clouds for tonight and tomorrow night. And the overnights from Wednesday on should be clear with the stars visible. Let's hope they are. This is a nice time to look at them. Let me see here. Oh, for the historical averages and extremes. The highest temperature since 1998 on this day was 21.9 Celsius, which was reached in 2007. And the lowest temperature on record since 1998 was minus 0.3, and that happened in 1999. And that pretty much wraps up our weather. And I'm just going to check my sheet here. Looks like we can get on with the show.
Hey, Lilouette, for 2 hours of non-threatening classical music with a wealth of information about the music, composers, and performers, tune in to Snooze Button every weekday from 7 to 9, plus weather, road reports, and public service announcements. And remember, Wednesdays are all about the piano.
Through the woodland, through the valley, comes a horseman wild and free. Tilting at the windmills passing, who can the brave young horseman be? He is wild, but he is mellow. He is strong, but he is weak. He is cruel, but he is gentle. He is wise, but he is meek. Reaching for his saddlebag, he takes a battered book into his hand. Standing like a prophet bold, he shouts across the ocean to the shore, till he can shout no more. I have come o'er a mountain like the hawk upon the wing. I was once a shining knight who was the guardian of a king. I have searched the whole world over, looking for a place to sleep. I have seen the strong survive, and I have seen the lean grow weak. See the children of the earth who wake to find the table bare. See the gentry in the country riding off to take the air. Reaching for his saddlebag, he takes a rusty sword into his hand. Then striking up a knightly pose, he shouts across the ocean to the shore, but he can shout no more. See the jailer with his key who locks away all trace of sin. See the judge upon the bench who tries the case as best he can. See the wise and wicked ones who feed upon life's sacred fire. See the soldier with his gun who must be dead to be admired. See the man who tips the needle, see the man who buys and sells. See the man who puts the collar on the ones who dare not tell. See the drunkard in the tavern, stemming gold to make ends meet. See the youth in ghetto black, condemned to life upon the street. Reaching for his saddlebag, he takes a tarnished cross into his hand. Standing like a preacher now, he shouts across the ocean to the shore. Then in a blaze of tangled hooves, he gallops off across the dusty plain, in vain to search again where no one will hear. Through the woodland, through the valley, comes a horseman wild and free, tilting at the windmills passing. Who can the brave young horseman be? He is wild, but he is mellow. He is strong, but he is weak. He is cruel, but he is gentle. He is wise, but he is meek.
People lost their lives.
right, everybody. This is Mike, your host at Right Between Your Ears, and got a couple of public service announcements for you at this time. And I'm going to start that up with what's new at the Lillooet Public Library, one of my favorite places. I'm just giving an announcement here that on Tuesdays from 3:30 to 5:30, there is a student library helper. And you can get basic help with computer tasks. Drop-ins are welcome. It's free to library card holders. And you get 15-minute appointments, which are available. And if you want to call for more information about this or to book a session, just phone 250-256-7944. So that's 250-256-7944. To book a 15-minute appointment to any library card holder, or you can drop in to get help with basic computer tasks. And I tell you what, there's a lot of things you can do on a computer as far as research goes beyond just typing in one or two keywords into Google if you learn a little bit of that library skills. And then add that into your computer skills, it opens up a whole new can of worms of what you can do on the computer if you know how to search stuff. So I would encourage anybody, including myself, to get down there and learn a little bit of that. But the next one up is, now this is happening at in about an hour and a half, the doors will open at the Miyazaki House, because there is an East Lillooet Japanese-Canadian internment camp survivor public talk at the Miyazaki House. And that internment camp survivor is Dr. Aki Hori, H-O-R-I-I, Dr. Aki Hori. And he'll be talking starting at 7 o'clock, but the doors again open at 6:30. The admission is by donation. And here's a little bit about Dr. Hori. Dr. Hori is a retired medical doctor and an alumni of Lillooet Secondary School, and a celebrated public speaker who will share his experience growing up in East Lillooet. This will be the first time, his first time to speak in Lillooet, his former hometown. Now all the proceeds will be forwarded to the East Lillooet Internment Camp Memorial Garden Project. If you want to get any more information about this, you need to quickly, contact Mariko at 250-256-0686. So again, the number to contact Mariko to get information about Dr. Hori's talk tonight is 250-256-0686. So again, doors open at 6:30, admission is by donation, and it's at the Miyazaki House. Sounds very, very interesting. So, and the last set of music you heard just now, we started it off with Gord Lightfoot's song, Don Quixote. Beautiful, deep lyrics in that song, and I don't think it ever got played enough on the radio. Some pretty sweet guitar picking, too. That was followed by Creedence Clearwater Revival, Graveyard Train. That was kind of get to everybody into the Halloween mood. It's got that deep, deep, deep bass line, and I won't say one of the best harmonica solos I ever heard, but among the best. Beautiful harmonica solo in there. And the last tune, just before I started talking, was yours truly, Michael Hawes, doing a Neil Young song that I really like a lot called For the Turnstiles. And we're going to go on into the final set in just one sec.
Thank you. of sun who spoiled the film. Here I stand a fool, cause our love gave me wounds too deep to heal. Scared of living, scared of life, scared I'd never find a wife. Was that you? If you can. beg, make a man out of you, cause I'm a
I'm not afraid to die.
All right, everybody. That's going to conclude our show for today. And the last couple of tunes, last three tunes you just heard, let's start them off at the beginning. First song was called Waiting, and that's by a Vancouver fella. It goes by the name of Raccoon Eyes. And next up was a old Lieber and Stoller. They're a famous composing team. Old Lieber and Stoller tune called I'm a Woman. I forget who first recorded it, but back in the 70s, about the middle to 75, somewhere around in there, 74, Maria Muldaur and her band with her husband Jeff Muldaur, they redid that song, and I think they did a mighty fine job with it. And we finished up this set with a song called Surabaya, and the singer was Yumi Matsutoya, who you will be hearing more of on this show. And I don't know if the song is about Surabaya in Indonesia, but it could be. But of course, it was sung in Japanese. I got that cassette in 1980, and it's still going strong. Beautiful sound. And unfortunately, going to have to wrap it on up for tonight. And hope everybody has a great week. And look forward to seeing you through the airwaves next week. So if you just stand by, we'll get the country playlist on.
Radio Lido 100.5 FM.
无线电力刘克 100.5 FM.
Radio Milwit so on Banjo FM.
Radio Lido 100.5 FM.
Radio Lido 100.5 FM.
Hey, Dolly Louis, 100.5 FM.
Radio Lido 100.5 FM.
Radio Lido 100.5 FM.
Doesn't matter how you say it or where you come from. This is Radio Lillooet 100.5 FM.